and welcome to episode 41 of the War Master Podcast with Paul and Barry.
Hello, listeners. Today's episode is called Goldberg.
In honour of Goldberg, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever this old dude is.
Yep, that's what it's in honour of.
I saw a picture, he's got a grey beard.
Yep, yeah, he's 50, yeah.
50, that's no age.
That's no age.
Well, the roids he's taken, he might make it to 60.
Right, anyway, so it's not too long. This is Tuesday the 22nd since we recorded last. But yep. It's had to be here because I've got a few night shifts and this was the day it had to be.
Yeah, and I've had a sick kid for three days.
Yep, so lucky we recorded it at all.
Yeah, I sent him to school today even though he was whinging.
Yeah.
Man up, get into school.
I don't want to go to school.
No, he said, tummy hurts, get to school.
You'll feel better there.
Yes. Okay. You can have a tummy ache at school. It'll feel just the same as a tummy ache at home.
Yep.
But it'd be better for me. So
we've only 5 days since we last recorded, Barry. What have you done differently?
Sick kid. Magic last night, Magic Mondays.
How was Magic? How is your Magic going?
It's too busy. I say it every time there's a draft. So it was 22 players. I'm absolutely knackered. The builders run me ragged. We had no bathroom for the whole of yesterday afternoon. No water in the house.
You've got to tell them that story.
I don't want to badmouth my wife.
Anyways, it's not badmouth with your wife. It's the situation.
It's just the way it is. So, yeah. So, like, at 5 to 7, I realised I was supposed to go out. So I dragged my stuff out for Magic. And there was 22 players. I was working my tits off.
Jesus.
So I was just knackered.
You're busier than a shop. Aren't you with that?
And it just keeps getting busier. I don't know what to do about it. I guess the in business, what you do is jack up the price until people stop coming.
Well, do you want to do that?
No, not particularly, but I want it to be a little bit easier than... maybe when the house is finished, I'll find it a bit easier because I'll have time to kind of relax and get into it. So yesterday, I'm getting to the stage now where I'm playing quite well because I'm beginning to learn the set, which means that we're probably only about 6 weeks from the set changing.
Oh, okay.
Cool magic! So I went 2-1 and I only lost the game against the guy who won everything. So I beat him... He beat me 2-1.
How did that lad do in that tournament?
Hawaii? Not great.
But he was there.
I think he got, he didn't make day two. But it's quite difficult because you're not playing against normal players.
Oh, didn't make day two. Right, okay.
Of the Pro Tour. No. Because you're playing against, the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
So every game is like...
So did it cost him anything overall going there? I don't know.
Because he's spending money.
Yeah. So,
and his family went, so I guess that cost a fortune.
Yeah, but he got the trip there for free, didn't he?
He definitely got the flights. I'm not sure they put up hotels. I think you might have to do something about it. I don't know how they do accommodation.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Definitely flights free.
Yeah, yeah.
So well done him. Well done me for being really busy and not doing novel.
Well done me.
Paul did loads because Paul does loads because Paul's not got family yet, but coming soon. Make the most.
Well, I have been making the most.
Well,
so
come on, let's hear
I've got
it
some
then.
Good stories for this cast. Right. Okay, so first of all, before we... rattle on about all this. We have played a game of War Master. We're going to be talking about it.
Have we? It was good.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, so that is coming. Anyway, in things I want to talk about, just mention. Well, first of all...
Goldberg.
Nah, well, that's coming on. But I'll do it in sequential order. First of all, Marvel Miniatures game, you know, the superhero game that I play with Eric?
Has
done something pretty amazing for
Amazeballs.
Them. And there's which I think is great. Anyway, Marvel Miniatures game is this lovely, really fun, 28mm sort of scale miniatures game where you have your team of superheroes and I'm the Avengers, and you go against,
X-Men.
X-Men or Guardians of the Galaxy. Well, people, because they do models in other ranges, they have a Batman miniatures game, a Spider-Man one, and they did some DC stuff off the back of Batman versus Superman, its popularity, so sculpts of the guys in that. And what they've done is they've released rules. They've done DC, basically, the DC game.
Wow.
And it's completely compatible. It's just the other side of the coin, Marvel versus DC. So you can have Superman versus...
He must be badass, Superman, really.
He's the most strongest character in the game.
Well, he's a god, isn't he?
Well, when Superman got pissed off, he got... flew round the Earth so fast, it turned back time.
So that's a clue.
As in, he's a bit better... than some chick with a gun.
True.
So, anyway, they've released...
How many levels is he?
18. Hulk is 17.
Oh, almost. Level.
So he's not far... I mean, Hulk's not, really close to him. But, I mean, obviously, you have to make... you can't have these characters, as powerful as they would be, because it's ridiculous. But, Yeah, it's just what I'm saying. It's impressive that this company's listened to what people wanted. Oh, we want you to do DC as well and make so many characters available. And they have. And so now I've ordered, who will work for the Avengers, Spider-Man, The Punisher, and Daredevil.
Oh, Punisher's my favourite character.
Punisher is badass.
I don't know what he is in game, but
I'll show you a picture.
In the Marvel Universe, he's a badass.
Yeah, and he's a badass in this as well. Yeah, one sec.
You're looking, I can see a Horus Heresy Forge World miniature. Mm. Have you bought this cash money?
Yeah, it was in, yeah.
Come on, how much? Single miniature.
I forget now, I took the price off because it upset me.
That could be 25 quid, I don't know.
It wasn't that much.
Frank Castle. He's just got a load of numbers and stuff.
Yeah, I know. Badass. Just like, look at the sculpt of him.
He's a badass.
Yeah. And he's the coolest thing about him.
He's just a man. Yeah, he's a good dude.
Ex-military, the Navy SEAL type. But the coolest thing about him is this rule here, this anti-hero, because he is an anti-hero. So you can't, your rest of your team can't help him.
Ever.
Because he doesn't works on his own.
Yeah.
That's what I love about that is the fact that he's an anti-hero. So he's a very good character for the points he is because he can't be helped by anybody else.
So no
That's
buff.
Cool!
But you can still debuff him, but you can't buff him.
Yeah, you can't help him.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Anyway, so well done, Marvel Miniatures, for doing something. So listen to their public and do it.
Who'd have thunk it? If you listen to what people want to give them...
Well, and give you something to say. Like, what about GW with Blood Bowl, Barry? You were telling me about the pitch.
Yeah. I've bought two copies of White Dwarf. Yeah. I'm going to buy a third one.
Yeah.
And that's been a long time. And somebody on Facebook said it's 10 years since I've even bought a copy.
Yeah.
And I'm going down to buy one today.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, their ears have suddenly become unblocked, and now they're listening to what people want and giving it to them.
Yeah.
So there was a little feature on Facebook: 18 quid, you can get a double-sided orc and human winter-themed Blood Bowl pitch.
I know.
That's £18
retail. This whole Blood Bowl release, it's actually really well priced, isn't it?
You get a team for 20 quid. That's
GW retail.
That's 15 quid.
I looked at the Skaven team, and it's got two gutter runners in it. So you would need
two boxes, 30 quid.
Well, yeah, I guess so. That's what I'm saying. Like, you would want another two gutter runners.
Yeah,
but
two throwers is not bad. I guess. Yeah. Then you can have a big squad.
Yeah. Exactly.
But 30 quid, you get what's that? 24 models.
24. Yeah, the entire full roster aside from the Rat Ogre.
I don't know. There's very little I can say against GW. It's just more. The only thing is that if I'm an independent sculptor or whatever, I'm an independent business now making stuff for Blood Bowl, because I've had it pretty easy for the last 6 years. It's going to get a lot tougher now.
Oh, yeah. Well, prepared to be put out of business, isn't it? Yeah.
It's like, it's like, if you're making a custom pitch for 60 quid and I can get one from GW for 14.
Yeah.
It's like,
which is double-sided as well.
Which is double-sided, or I can get a whole team of 24 miniatures for 30 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not in love with the dwarf sculpts.
Well, no, they're very dynamic, but that's a way. Okay, so that's what they decided to do. Like, they're jumping with their beards to, like, a touch the ground.
I think the base game's going to be, like, 24 miniatures and all the stuff you need for about 40 quid or something ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So whatever they're doing...
What they've done with the rule set is they've taken it back to when they last owned the rules. So it's not the most current Living Rule Book 6.
Do they call it CRP or something?
But it's not unrecognisable. It's still Blood Bowl. Like, the rules didn't change.
Did they wind it back before Slan and everybody joined?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's no miniatures, so they don't want them. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was the last time they owned the rules anyway. So
if you look at what's happened in 2016, GW have gone from... They're unrecognisable from, like, a year ago.
Yeah.
When they were just chucking out Age of Sigmar against everybody's wishes.
Yeah.
It's like, we're going to do this anyway. We don't care.
Yeah.
But now they've done that, and... Yeah, I mean, there's no sign of them going back on that, which is
they just keep doing these massive sellers. Like Prospero, the Horus Heresy Prospero set, is a massive seller. Because it's got custodies in it.
I don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Well, but if
you're talking about gibber, mate.
What's
this? Is this 30k, 40k?
What's that, your Jigglypuff?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm Prospero. Just saying, they're making Horus Heresy plastic models.
It's 30k.
They're 30k, yeah.
Right.
And there right in front of you is the Betrayal at Calf.
Right.
And Prospero Burns is the other one.
Right.
And with those two, you've got far more than you need from an army, and you've got some really cool stuff in there as well, and it's very affordable.
Any rules worth playing?
I mean, don't get me wrong. No, I mean, Forge World took the rules, though. So okay, it's a better rule.
So I guess 30k, the flyers weren't quite so commonplace. Hopefully.
No, and I mean, it's what you make of it, isn't it, really? But yeah, but I mean, the from a starting point, Forge World take more care over what they produce than GW.
Yeah, I mean, that was my concern when they said they were pushing specialist games to Forge World. It would be like, oh, we're going to release Skaven, but it's going to be like £60 a box. It's like, there's no interest to me.
Yeah.
But they've gone completely the other way.
Yeah.
So maybe we're going to see a resurgence in Necromunda or Mordheim or Battlefleet Gothic or Armageddon or whatever.
I mean, it's some impressive. Okay, so tick the box for that one. Then the next thing that happened for me is Guild Ball.
Goldberg.
That's coming up. So I played in this Guild Ball tournament at Harvey's Guild Ball tournament.
With your...
This is funny.
With your... What team? Union? Mason's Armour Skew. Right. How many subs did you bring?
I didn't take any. I don't need them.
You don't need subs?
Because why would I sub more armour, play with less armour on?
Like, there is no reason.
Well, there's no reason to do it, is it?
Well,
that's my theme. I'm not harming my theme.
No. Nope.
Yeah. So anyway, I took a Mason's team and I was playing off a night shift. So I had this one night shift on its own. So I did the night shift and then got picked up here at about 8:20 in the morning when I get in at 8:00 AM.
Super. Went
straight to the Guild Ball event. Took a sleeping bag and had a pillow. And playing the event, I thought, well, I'll nap between games if I get the chance. You know, it's the last night shift. I'm not in work again till Wednesday night, so why not make an effort? You know, like, and I wanted to support Harvey because he's the pundit in our club. Yeah. And he's this first event,
and his first event, and he had some VIP stuff.
Yeah, yeah, because we're so lucky in that scene because we know like one of the creators, and the fluff writer. So anyway. It was a 60-man event. He ran it at a very nice place in wherever that...
Takeley,
where he's from. Anyway, it was well lit, it was warm, and it had tea and coffee on hand, and there was food left and right, really easy to get to. So, perfect venue. Because Guild Ball is just a pitch. You don't... Like, it's all it needs is some tables.
Yeah.
The only problem was the tables had to be joined together, and they had a sort of bump in the middle, but it was minor, not a big issue. Anyway... I went and won 3 rounds on
bang.
The run.
So round one, bang. Who are you playing?
Tom Sims.
Playing?
Hunters.
They're crap.
Anyway, basically, I think every team's on a par aside from Butchers, who are a one-up.
The only thing that they could use is that the character plays Ignore Your Armour, I think, if I remember rightly, which is very useful.
Yeah. So anyway, a tight game, but I won it. That's the thing.
Tom's a good player.
Yeah, Tom's a good player. And
so, bang!
The thing is, it's like...
He must have really enjoyed you turning up, bollocksing on about how tired you were and how you just done a night shift.
I didn't bollocks on about it. I just...
Beat him and then go for a lie down in the corner.
Yeah. And with no options as well.
No,
like,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
My six. Like, I don't need 8 players. I'll take 6. Like,
round 2?
Then I played a guy with his morticians.
Okay.
So
yeah,
Obulus is a big deal with 8, getting 8 influence, put on him, and he can like make you kick the ball to him. So I just killed 6 players.
Just kill
them. Yeah, just beat them
with the mallet hammer.
I was behind in that game quite early on, like 10-6 or something, and I just shut him out. I just like right, no,
that's
you're not getting the ball, and you're not getting any of my players.
Mm-hmm. So it was 12-10 at the end.
12-10.
Good game.
Well, I think I kicked a goal at the end. Maybe it was 14-10. Okay. Yeah, like anyway, I won that.
Good game.
While napping, that game I almost fell asleep at the table.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you know, like
maybe it's just like the games are just psychological warfare. I'm falling asleep at the table, like drunken fighting.
Yeah, exactly. And then so I was like, oh shit, we go for lunch, and I'm like, I've done pretty well. Like that was as good as I thought I could do. So then third round, I get played against a. Engineer team? Yeah.
They do a lot of rubbish, don't they?
Was it Engineer Alchemists? I forget.
Were you on fire a lot?
I was set on fire quite a bit.
Alchemists,
yeah. Okay, so Smoke, that was the character's name. Yeah, that'll be Alchemists. Anyway, he had some bad dice. And my armour 2, with all 3 games, my armour 2 was telling because I might lose a player if he concentrated on it using his, like, say, a one-off buff or something. Yeah. Once I saw where those buffs were, I just took them off, took them away from him. Like, the morticians used their bird, and I just, like, right, I'll take off the bird. Yeah, right. Like, so I might lose a player, but I'd keep healing my players. with momentum.
So that was your strategy?
Just
heal,
resist,
heal, heal, heal.
Resist. You know, like...
Because you can heal eight a turn, can't you?
Yeah.
For three momentum.
For three if you get the plays right. And I was... That's what I went for. So... And it just kept telling. So those little attacks, when they started breaking down to like one-on-one stuff, I just my armor just soaks it up and it does nothing.
It's the ultimate attrition build then.
I went heavily for it. I mean, okay. I'd probably favour in Guild Ball more range game, because you can get teams that are all about range, because that's more me. But
Sherwin build, that was ridiculous.
That would be me. Yeah.
And was it an engineer's?
Yeah.
My God.
Anyway, so I find myself in the final.
And as you do.
As two. Which is just, my inner monologue is laughing at this. It's like, what if I actually win this thing? I mean, it's amazing that here I am. Anyway.
In the final.
Yeah. And there was like the UK Masters at this event and stuff. And it like, you know, he wasn't
this
in the
game
final.
Game designer.
I was in the final.
Sherwin. Like,
yeah. And so this guy was called Charles, and sadly he played Butchers.
Sadly?
Well, just saying, like, the final...
Is that the first time you played Butchers?
In that event. I wouldn't have gotten past Butchers, like, earlier on. They have the... It's a bad matchup for Masons.
It's a bad matchup for everybody.
Yeah, but my armour just didn't mean anything.
They're very toolbox. If they get on... Yeah. If they get up on you, it's hard to come back, yeah. I find. But I haven't played that many games.
Yeah.
I find...
I think Butchers, if... Because season like two's finished of Guild Ball, really, because SteamCon's happening at the weekend, so it's going to be all season three. So you have to wait and see what they reshake it.
Yeah.
But I was interesting. I was talking to Charles, the guy who was going to win quite early on. It was quite clear. He was
so he beat you in like 20 minutes or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he got lucky with Brisket, but it's like this was the point. Was just like I can handle the Butchers like. Very killy ability. That's what they're meant to be. But why do they have a good striker?
Well, not good striker. It's like tier one striker.
Yeah, why?
She's awesome.
Like, it doesn't seem like that. That's a player that doesn't fit in their, like, meta. Like, is it fit in their design?
If you, like, look at, say, like, Angel, who's, like, the supposed to be, like, the best striker that the Fish have.
Yeah.
You swap her in a millisecond for Brisket.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And she's not only a striker,
this guy, Charles, he got lucky... doing a wrap enough on Flint to get a double tackle doesn't mean he could shoot.
He's only got three.
It was against the dice, but it happened. Anyway, so what I'm saying is, it's just why does that team have that player? You know, and we were talking to him about it, and it was like, because actually in that game I started to wake up, you know, like, as in by the end of it, you know, like, because I'd pushed through, you know, like, into tomorrow's energy. And he was like, yeah, he's great, because like the guy was saying, like, I'm playing Butchers. I played Butchers originally so I could learn how to beat them, but I realised
I
guess I better to use them.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Yeah, yeah. So, here we go. Anyway,
so which,
I did really well.
Which mercs did he use?
He used...
Avarice and Greed?
The strike, yeah, the Avarice and Greed and the one that drags you in Gutter. So the build already, the build he had of a team, he couldn't have in season three because you only had one.
Because Gutter's not a bad striker. He's only short range. But he's running four dice.
That's the little guy.
The little whatever. Greed. I mean, Greed. Yeah, yeah.
Gutter drags you in. Yeah, I mean, I'd seen that play before.
Gutter's the one with the
hooks,
and she does like damage all the way around.
Yeah, she's too good. I mean, like
I've got her in my fisherman team.
Exactly. It's just like she's. I don't know what they're going to do in.
She's
season
already been
three.
Toned down.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do in season three, but like. I mean, we were talking about it, and that build you couldn't have for a start because only one Union player on a squad. And then what was nice is because Matt Hart, the co-designer, was playing in the event, and I got to chat to him afterwards. Just like how I asked him, like, how are they going to produce more models for the guilds and keep the guilds unique and not have faction bloat? Which is the problem of games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said to him, as a player, I'd be really happy. I'd be content if, say I'm playing Masons at the moment, if they said, okay, that's all the Mason players there are going to be. They can use Union or some Union players.
A Union player.
But one Union player on the squad. But that is all the Mason players are. You know, and that's it. And we'll do other factions. I'd be happy with that. I'd be like, fair enough. It keeps it unique. And I said that to him, and he's actually, that is one of the things they're considering.
I think you said he was considering three mascots.
Chatting about it, it was like, where's the cap? And it's probably three captains, three mascots a side.
And some stuff.
Yeah, but I mean, this isn't like secret information. This was he was chatting. Like, it's the point. That's what's really cool about that art is like, and it will be at SteamCon. He's like, he'll chat to you. And it's like, it's not set in stone. Like, this will happen or won't happen. But he's certainly considering it.
Well, they're certainly listening.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, like, that's the difference between a designer who's playing his own game system, isn't it? Like, he's not sitting in an ivory tower not playing Guild Ball. He's there at a low-key event, you know, playing in it, which is really cool.
I talked to him a little bit about the demographic of players.
Yeah.
So that they, it's easy to focus on tournament players.
Yeah.
Because that's what you see.
That's what you see.
You see results. Yeah, you see this, see that. Only about 5% of players are tournament players.
Exactly, yeah. And most are casual.
5% are painters, and they just buy them to paint, and the rest is casual.
Yeah.
And you need to always be careful.
That was always the issue in Warhammer. There was far more 8th edition players who didn't play tournaments than did.
Yeah.
And the tournament players were a different breed of, like, Warhammer players.
Yeah. So in... Oh, I hate bringing up War Machine again, but I'm going to bring it up quickly. So there's a SKU build at the moment where, like, people are going massive armour. So you'll have Kador with like 5 points.
Is this the Mad Dog?
Yeah. So you've got like a million jacks, all getting free focus. There's like thousands of boxes you've got to kill, right? And they've all got free focus. They all work really cheap. Anyway, so if you're playing in a tournament against other tournament players, tournament players may well know how to beat that.
Yeah.
But if you're going down the club playing that against casuals, it's a feel bad. Because it's like, you just get overwhelmed. It's like, what the fuck do I do against all this stuff?
You lose, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I've got like my little POW 10s. Yeah. And it's just getting run at you.
Yeah.
So I think the game War Machine has a habit of focusing too much on tournament play.
Yeah.
And I don't care about tournament play. I'll run tournaments if people want to play in them, but it's not what motivates me for War Machine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've got to always be careful that 80 to 90% of your players don't care about tournaments, don't care about paying, really. They're in the middle.
Yeah.
So, and Matt was like, that's what he was saying. He said, in the first couple of years, they focused too much on tournaments.
Yeah.
They've flown people over from Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
Paid for them.
Yeah.
To come over to play. Because, like, to begin, and it's just like, we're wasting money on tournament play when we should be focusing on general play.
General play. That's fair enough. I mean, it's very interesting. It'll be very interesting to see with the shake-up of Season 3. Because they re-look at every player, re-give you the new cards. It'll be like,
and the boxer. I'm in. It's coming soon.
The boxer?
The box set kick-off.
Oh, the box set kick-off, yeah. Yeah.
Are you getting one?
I don't need it, so...
It's not that need, is it? I don't need another T-shirt, I buy it.
Yeah, I suppose. But, I mean, I'd certainly look at the components if they sell it to me. If it is in... If I'm sold on it, why not? I mean, same with the Guild Ball, a Blood Bowl set. I'm not playing Blood Bowl at the moment. I've no plans on playing it.
Mm.
But I'd like to see the components and see if it's something I'd pick up.
It's all the templates and dice and stuff. If you don't have templates, tokens, dice...
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd spend your 40 quid just on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And a board.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, good stuff. Well done, Guild Ball. Well done, Paul. Getting to a final.
I mean,
no sleep.
Honestly, I went to...
You should have bought Sherwin's Butchers and you should have won.
I went to support Harvey. That's why I played, because I was too tired. But... Yeah.
did you get anything?
I didn't get anything. Sadly, strength of schedule screwed me down to fifth.
Oh, that's a nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's only 4 rounds event. It happens.
That's something that... I prefer what Jim did. Were you lock in the final? That's first and second place done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have taken second because I came... I played.
You should have been second, realistically.
Well...
But that's not how strength of schedule works.
My method, but I know what strength of schedule is. And it was a shame not to even get third, so... But, I mean, hang on, I'd never expected to do well. Like, I know that...
I keep telling you. When you play in the final and you lose the final and finish fifth...
Yeah.
It just feels weird.
But that happens less in more rounds. It's a system. It's a system.
It's the system.
Yeah, I mean, you could say those wins are against chumps. You could say, because that's why I deserve fifth. you could say that. That's what people say.
I'm not going to say anything.
But that is, like, that's the retort, the counter argument to it.
That is the counter argument.
Yeah.
Or if somebody drops, heaven forbid.
Yeah.
What happens then?
Well... No one did. I mean, Guild Ball players aren't that yet. War Machine players.
Lose round one drop.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's just the schedule for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Obviously, what's next, Paul?
So, the same day, I come back.
This is not the Goldberg story, surely.
Yeah.
What, after no sleep?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So, I come back from there at like 7. And the Survivor Series is on wrestling, and it's going live at midnight. And Sherwin, who I wanted to watch it with, couldn't do the following night. So we have to watch it.
Have to.
Yeah, like, it's going to be all over the internet, whatever happens. So we have to watch it.
It was only all over the internet from you and Sherwin. I saw. Nobody else.
So, yeah. So I get a couple of hours sleep. I eat dinner, a couple of hours sleep. Get back up again at, like, 11:30. Sherwin comes over and we watch the Survivor Series.
Hannah must have been chuffed to bits.
Wow. She just doesn't have any fun in her life, does she? It's like, it's not my fault. I mean, like,
she's growing parasites inside her.
She's no fun in her. Like, no fun. Anyway, yeah, and we watched it. And it was amazing.
I have watched it today. Not that it took long to watch, to be fair.
So Goldberg Lesnar was perhaps the most inspired bit of writing I've seen in a long time.
There was writing, though.
Well, no, like, it's in the story, like, what happened. It's probably because Goldberg couldn't do 20 minutes.
And when we say Goldberg, it's not Whoopi Goldberg.
It's like the wrestler, it's Bill Goldberg.
50-year-old, beardy, roided up.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, these wrestlers were out of breath getting in the ring. They were, they were puffing and panting. Man, they looked on it.
Basically, so to those who might not know, like, Lesnar's been styled as like this unbeatable machine because he goes to UFC, does well, comes to wrestling.
So is he like Ivan Drago, Rocky IV?
Yeah. Okay, so he's like the heel. He's like the and he's crushed legends. He broke the Undertaker.
He killed Mr. T.
I've been a fool. And I've been bleed. And Goldberg was featured in the latest computer game, and it was said on SportsCenter. It was clever how they got the hook for the match. So here we go. He's going to come back and have a match with Lesnar. And you're thinking, okay, so Lesnar's going to wipe the floor with him. It's going to look sad at the end because he's beating another legend.
Yeah.
And Goldberg wins in like 80 seconds. Boom!
I love that 80 seconds. It was about 9 seconds of wrestling.
Yeah, I know.
I think there was four moves. In 90 seconds. A lot of puffing and panting and staring.
Two spears and a jackhammer. Pin. Like,
it was very wham bam thank you, ma'am.
And apparently Goldberg's going to take part in the Royal Rumble in 2017, so it's not the last we've seen.
Royal Rumble's like an hour of non-stop, is it?
Yeah, I guess he'll have to come in at the end and win.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, 30, position 30 comes in, jackhammer, spear, I've won the thing.
Like, I can't remember, it was a long time. It was like 20 years ago since I watched wrestling, and there was like Royal Rumble, and they run in at the end and just throw him over the ropes. That's
yeah,
it. That's just
right.
Win.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the thing is the point of a wrestling good show is to shock you, like, and it did. It was like me and Sherwin were buzzing about it afterwards. Some people,
I saw the fans,
some people are really hated it.
The
but
faces
like,
of the
but
fans,
like, yeah,
in the crowd, they were,
yeah,
he's back.
Yeah, exactly. You see, that's good wrestling.
Can we not get Hulk Hogan back?
Nah, he's really in the bad books now.
Why was he done?
Oh, I can't remember, but it was like something outrageous. Like he's gone. Like, can't reconcile that one. Yeah, like,
but he must be 80 now,
yeah,
Hulk Hogan.
I know, anyway.
They have to get eczema frame out.
It was awesome. And to top it off, even better, they're doing this like little cartoon series called True Stories. And you, if you get the chance, if you're at all interested, watch episode one, Ric Flair, first bit of it. His story about being up in the plane. It's so funny because it's animated. It's so funny. Like,
oh,
Ric Flair is hilarious. Woo!
Oh,
yeah. Santa saying, "Nature boy."
I watched it.
These people behave how I wish I could behave. You know.
What if you have a daughter? Life becomes different.
What, and she's like shagged by Ric Flair in his prime. Very well done.
No, he wouldn't. Right. Okay. So what's next on your list, Nature boy?
So Warhammer TV of Total War. I have borrowed the laptop off Janna's, this high-spec laptop, to play Warhammer Total War. Oh, Christ, look at the time. Yeah, and so I was like, right, okay, here it is. I want to have a good crack at it because I have to give the laptop back at the CO's drinks coming up. So, and I want, yeah, and I'm really interested in the game to see what it was like. I've never played a Total War game series before.
Yeah.
And I've had a good crack at it now.
Is it good?
It is, but I'm glad that, as I said before, it's definitely worth the money of the game, but I don't think it would be worth, especially if you had to buy a laptop just for it.
Yeah.
Because that's expensive. And Anyway, I've kind of realised it's got a, like a as in, well, hang on, why don't I afford it? Basically, the armies in Total War are capped at 20 units, and it's far more, when I say Total War, it's far more Warmaster than Warhammer. Because right. The armies are much bigger than you'd ever play in Warhammer, and it's looking like Warmaster on the team.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good thing. That's
not quite to scale, because it's like I faced off an orc horde of like 1,000 the other day, and you would have more in a game of Warmasters in individual guys, because it's meant to be hundreds a unit. So anyway, but it is far more like your bat. When you buy cannons, you get 3 cannons, not 1. Like your battery is 3 cannons.
Right.
Your choice. Your
do they work, the cannons?
Yeah. They're really good at smashing down fortresses. I had a siege game where it's like they work perfectly. Anyway, what I'm saying is that I found a flaw is that the armies are capped at 20 units, but it doesn't matter what those 20 units are. So if you have the money to put it in the army in the field, and if you're doing really well, like basically what I've done is I downloaded the free Gromnabil, the White Dwarf.
Yeah, yeah.
Like there was in the last White Dwarf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm the White Dwarf.
You are the White Dwarf.
He's hard, all right? I'm the White Dwarf.
So you're playing as White Dwarf.
Yeah, and my Dwarf Realm starts out of Krazakrak, and it's like I've maxed the tech tree out. I've worked out how the tech tree works. It took a while. But now it's like basically you start off feeding it, getting loads of food in so you can build the hold in the first place, get the population. And now then you get rid of the farms and go to like money or something. Yeah, like, so I've got the biggest holds, and the reason no protection, because I haven't needed it, because I've buddied up with all the other dwarves players and empire players around me. I'm just literally like, whatever deal you want, I'll agree to.
Yeah.
You know, like, but if you're in, because I'm kind of playing it in a bit of fluff, it's like, I hate the vampires, I won't make a deal with them, like, at all. Yeah, yeah. Like, no matter what they offer, I'm like, no. And I'm just going to war against the green.
It's not just vampires.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to do that, I'm an orc dwarf. So I only did it once to like make peace with them once to give him money, and then instantly broke the peace. Yeah,
like, yeah. Why wouldn't
like,
I?
So like, thanks for that. I'll break peace. Yeah, like with this army cap of 20, I can afford to put 20 of the most of the best unit I can, which is like say Iron Breakers or Hammerers. It's Iron Breakers I've gone for. So I have this army.
So you're skewing again.
Yeah. So like, but like that's the difference. Is the computer game allows you to do so. So it's
well,
like,
what's the game to allow you to skew?
But that's what I'm saying. So my army is like the White Dwarf and 19 units of Ironbreakers, who are a good size. You can't change the unit sizes.
Yeah.
You buy a unit size. So it's a good... It's like 50 units, 50 guys in a unit, like rough... Oh no, actually, it's more. It's 75. Anyway, and I've got this, like, very skewed army. And it's like... And I can just kind of... Because I... Against the computer, because the computer controls stuff a lot better than I can, I just click go. All of that over there, attack other arm. And it doesn't matter what happens. Like, his little wolf riders running around the flank shooting bows at me. My dwarves are little tanks.
Yeah.
Like, they don't die, you know, to that. And I just steamroller anything that's in front of me.
See, that's not in the game itself. That's in list building.
Yeah. So the flaw of the game is that. And it's like, well, there's nothing stopping me doing that. So it's like, And plus, with computer, the difference is... Like you have a social interaction with the war game. This is something. The main point I wanted to say is that. So this is a computer game, basically of the war master that we're playing. But you have a social interaction.
Well, you can play online, can't you?
No, you could
against
like,
other.
But and you might even have a snap face chat at the same time. But I'm playing like against a computer or something. No, most times you don't. So, and the social interaction you have on a board game is much better because. You're sharing an experience, aren't you? Like, with the computer game, I do well. I can't tell anyone about it. No one's there.
Nobody cares, mate.
Yeah, it's like,
exactly.
If you follow, it's just like, oh, look, I could... What if I did this? Oh, I'm doing really well now. And
what
like,
if I just built 20 units of cannons and stood there and blew the living shit out of everything?
Well, yeah, exactly. You could. Like, I don't... I mean, if you could upkeep... The way the game is limiting is the upkeep of the cost of the unit. But... You can do that if you're secure and you've got loads of money.
Yeah, so you just roll forward cannons in front of cannons, just annihilating everything.
Yeah. And I kind of think, now that... But it's like all things. Once you've learned a trick, you can't unlearn it. So now playing the game, I'll be like, well, this isn't the best army I could field because I could just do... Because I thought there must be a cap. There must be, like, maximum unit 2 or something.
Well, there should be a minimum you have to carry some chaff.
Yeah, I thought there must be in it, the game. Like, you can't field second unit of... Iron Breakers or something, yeah. Until you get further in the game,
right?
No, there isn't, sadly.
Okay.
So
maybe that's always the case with Warhammer. Well, sorry, with
Total War, maybe. If you're playing as Romans, you get the most heaviest unit you can, and that's your army. There's still a side to it of playing like these historical games, as in like they give you the set forces, but at the same time you just can't control your stuff as quick as a computer can. You know, like, I mean, the game is nail. If you turned the ramped up the AI, it would be nails because you're stuck.
What level are you playing on? Like,
oh, normal, like
just regular,
you know, just regular. But I'm just saying, like, you can't compete with a computer for commands.
Right. Okay. Right. Good. Is that it?
That's it.
Right. Busy weekend for you, sir. Busy weekend.
Yeah.
Right. So we played a game today. We used everything. We used Revolution. We used Winter Roller. Yep. All of that. So we rolled 5, which was the objectives taken hold.
Yep.
I was playing Orcsies. To give him a run out with the new rules. So we had 4 Orcs, 2 Black Orcs, 4 Goblins, 3 Boar Riders, 5 Wolf Riders, 3 Wolf Chariots, and then some heroes and generals and stuff. We had a general, 2 heroes, 1 on a Wyvern with a sword, 1 on a chariot with a sword, 2 Orc Shamans, 2 Goblin Shamans, 1 had a Ring of Magic, which was very good. I enjoyed that.
Well done. Well used as well.
And a 21-11 and a scout of millions, wasn't it? It was a scout of 13.
Yeah, yeah. So this was using the orcs that I've had commissioned painted.
Yeah, very nice.
It was going to my Empire list that I'm trying out at the moment. So I used the same list as I had before, which is 5 halberdiers, 4 crossbows, 2 handgunners, some cannons, some hellblasters, some characters, 4 knights, and 2 pistoliers.
Break of 12.
So no steam tank because it's rubbish, sadly.
One wizard, that's the only thing. I still don't like it.
And also,
you lean on the voice of command a lot.
It's fine. You only need one spell to work once. And. and no Griffin Rider.
Oh, yeah, so I think about it. You had a tremendous first turn where everything moved forward and formed a new line.
Oh, it was great. Perfect. It looked, I mean, the thing about the beauty of the Empire Army is because, as I want to paint it, is like it looked lovely on the table. And like I took a photo again, or even though because I'm using half tokens, because it's like that's how, because the models are all being done, is that it just would look fantastic. The second photo I've put up of this game would look great.
It was good. Mm-hmm. My turn one consisted of not much, just a bit of fiddling around in true Orc fashion.
So we'd rolled Taken Hold,
yeah. So objective in the middle, and then objectives in defended, I think, everywhere else.
Yeah, we managed. Then none of the other ones had scattered out. So,
Early game for Orcs and Goblins is all around Geroths. That's what it was. So we did lots of Geroths, and we also used our Ring of Magic to remove a cannon.
That was an interesting play. But your second turn, set the pace for the whole game, because I was thinking like I'll cover the centre with my cannons, and because then I'll get to fire at something you're going to occupy, and if you don't occupy it, I'll put my knights onto it, you know, like or I was gonna counter with cannons and knights. But your second turn where you. You actually ran out of orders to give, as in you passed.
That never happens.
I know, and like I say, you had a second turn where.
But I think it was like.
Nothing else to order.
He was ordering 876 or something.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was
quite
hard work.
Yeah, yeah, but you made all the rolls. So you'd sent your 3 boars with your Wyvern into my 4 knights, and you got a whole brigade on top of the centre objective. Like, I wouldn't have said it was likely the boars to even attack me, let alone that and the brigade to be in the middle.
So how did the new rules work?
They both took 3 orders, didn't they? Like neither, yeah, because
2 orders for the
boars took 2.
2 orders for the.
But the brigade took 3, didn't it? Yeah,
I don't think so. 40 is a long way on a table.
Is it? Oh, no, I'm sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They did this thing.
Yeah. So anyway, so I put my boars in. The problem with boars is they hit hard, but they wear out so quickly.
Yeah, 3 hits, 5 up armor.
Really ridiculous. I mean, there was one spike where I hit. The middle unit of knights, 12, and they saved them all. That's going to sting.
Ting.
So they had to do 12 saves. He's trying to save 12. So it's like, oh dear God. The problem with the game, from my point of view, is how quickly my stuff wore out. So I had break of 11. After turn 2, turn 3, I still held the objective, and there's more fighting because we got locked into some fights, which is cool.
Yep.
I like the way that works.
Yep.
Being
so
locked
Revolution,
into fight.
2 rules of fight, 2 rounds of combat. So what happened is your 3 boars attacked my 4 line of 4 knights, and, you know, they were still fighting. After 2 rounds of fighting, they were still fighting. It broke it into 2 combats.
Yeah.
unavoidably broken into two combats. But there was still fighting to be had. So what it allowed me to do was counter with some more troops.
But it also protected me from the cannons.
Yes. I couldn't shoot you with cannons, but the advantage was I got to send in, I got to like initiative charge with a unit of knights and also get some foot troops in. Yeah, because the combat broke into two fights, and the one on the side ended in a draw.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So that was good. The choice between whether to pursue and keep the wounds on or take a new combat was good. Yep. I like that.
Yeah,
that brought more that it took away for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think the only issues I had with the rule set aren't to do with the rule set; it's to do with the orcs still.
Yeah,
it's just like they need to do so much in order to win on objectives. I exposed so much stuff that by the time I'd done the objective work, and I was with 3-0 up on objectives, and no army left.
Yeah. I realised that I was going to have to break you. You know, like, and keep your objectives. Because you had such a good second turn of command, I was like, he's going to score several points here, because my counter troops, you fought, basically come in two waves. You got two far forwards. My counter troops with my knights, you've attacked them,
and damaged
but you've them. Also gotten onto the objective as well with
on
something
mass.
Else.
On so mass. The third rank, the third line is on the objective. So as long as I don't move back, just take the confusion at the front, I'm
you're on it.
Points. And I did. I scored 3 lots of points.
And you were threatening to get my right as well, my one on my
I
right.
I mean, that was the game for me. I knew that the middle was going to go eventually, because your stuff just generally is better than mine.
Yeah. Managed to use the flagellants well myself.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was 3-0 up, so what I was looking at as his objective on his right, my left, was there was a unit of halberdiers that I could get in the flank, and they weren't defended, they were like half defended.
Yeah.
So I get charged, but you're defended.
Yeah.
So I put 9 attacks into the flank of these idiots.
Yeah.
And got 1 wound.
Yeah.
And then you did 2 attacks back and got 1 wound.
Yeah, draw.
And that was it. And if I'd have won that combat, I'd have got that objective and that would have been 4-0.
Would you have gone in that turn? Because you'd only been 2 rounds of combat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you would have done. But it was close, yeah.
I'd have done a lot of damage.
Yeah. I don't know.
On normal dice, the next turn I should have done a lot of damage.
The second round should have done you a lot of damage.
And there was a chance I got the Hellbuster as well. Anyway, in true orc fashion, with no armour, you just can't rely on anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you were charging my cavalry, not that it was very good cavalry, with your handgunners.
Yeah, I was charging like your chariots with them.
With handgunners. Yeah. It's like, eh.
Better to hit you before you hit me.
That's true. My stuff was just getting too dinged up. So there was a chance I could have won. I didn't win, and then Paul just took enough break off me. I mean, it was from that point onwards, it was over. Really.
Yeah. I mean, I went into the turn I won it, the combat of, I'd put as much as I could commit getting to attack the 4 orc units in the middle, and I have to push them off.
Well, there's
the
2 orcs, 2 goblins, unfortunately.
I had to push them off the objective, but because I did the other combats first, I only went into that with only needing two units, and I managed to do the most of the goblins, and that got me the win.
In for the win. Hmm? An interesting thing was, what was the thing about Blunder
yes.
and the 10th first, enemy, I think.
Well, yeah. I guess the Blunder clearly overrides the half-base move.
Right, so it was first order, roll a 12, so I think the result was 2, so I should go backwards.
Or not move.
Yeah, so that we can't have half move.
No. So Blunder overrules it. So the point of playing it was, did the scenario work and did the rule set work?
Yes, to both. Scenario was quick.
Yeah. Definitely played in under 2 hours.
Oh,
definitely.
Man. When you're having to contest that middle, you're having to fight. Mm. And that's chewing through your stuff.
Yeah. So really happy with the scenario. We did find one thing. Do confused units still hold the objectives?
I think they'd have to,
yeah. So it's something to add. Yeah,
it's not particularly difficult to get confused.
That'll come in the rules of how you hold a thing. I think I'll put confusion. You can still hold it.
Because you can still fight, can't you?
Yeah, you can still fight, can't you? So
you can still shoot.
You're still there. You just don't know what you're doing. So that was one thing to add to the rule set. But Rule Master Revolution, the rule. So we really liked the half-paced moves of the first order.
That was good. The +1 to your first order in a game.
We really liked that rule. So that's another thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we really liked the 2 rounds of combat. you know.
Yeah, and even you managed to get a flank pursuit against my cavalry, wolf riders.
Yeah, and I got a second round with them.
That was good.
Yeah. So yeah, we're really liking this War Master Revolution set.
Yeah, I think Paul was saying that it may help orcs and goblins.
But then you counter that it helps everybody.
It does help. I think that it helps everybody, and I still don't think it's enough.
But if you had an army that's prone to failing orders, and orcs and goblins with trolls in it, then at least you're getting
better.
At least you're getting something out of it. At least the trolls are going 10-4.
I mean, you do tend to have a lot of characters, so that's a plus.
Yeah, yeah. You want characters in this rule set.
To fail orders.
At least to attempt. You can't move them if they don't get an order, and you need more characters.
I don't know what the answer is. I just give them a leadership 9 here and be done with it. Just make them pay 125 points for him.
Yeah, you're right, but they don't have it. We can't make that change until 2018.
No, I'm not even saying that would be the change, but I can't think of what else would make them work particularly well.
Yeah.
Just more heroes. I guess you just go like...
Hero-tastic.
Hero-tastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe two heroes and a general's not enough. Maybe you have to have like 4 heroes.
Don't they? It's a build to try.
Let's try something.
Yeah. That's with the game. So Barry got close to winning on scenario, but I won by breaking him.
Yeah, I think I was down. I should have been 4-0.
Yeah.
Or 3 or 4-0. I was definitely 3. Could have been 4-0 up on scenario, but I was down to 3 break, and that's not good with orcs and goblins.
Yeah.
There's nothing with any armour in the list, is there?
Yeah, definitely. The only thing we'd have to think about with this scenario in terms of scoring wise is because you obviously there's a winner, but like how do you do the points for the loser in a taken up? Do they get anything for having scenario points? Like if you
I don't know, because like Jim's system was just that you get nothing for a loss.
Yeah, nothing for a loss.
Forget about it. You're lost.
Oh, well,
loser.
Yeah, we'll have to think. Again, now, because with producing the Winter Roll, there is the beta, is up online now. You can, it's there to, read the scenarios.
It is on the web Facebook page.
Yeah, it's done. Is that what was keeping me back from finishing writing it was I had to get a couple of soldiers' S-jars written. They're written now. So.
You're talking gibber, Paul. Nobody's going to know what an S-jar is.
I had army work to do, and the army work is done.
Right, good. S-jar. Mm-hmm. S-jar? Senior.
What does it say for? I don't know. It's them. Yeah, they're.
You love your acronyms, don't you? PSA, SJAR.
Nobody understands these acronyms.
JFDI.
Dilligaff. Oh no, what's that? You have to focus.
Oh, what's that?
Yeah, that's what you say now to someone. You need to focus.
On what?
Fuck off, because you're stupid.
Focus. Okay. Need
so if
focus.
You hear somebody saying listen, focus, that's what I mean.
Whatever.
Right, dates.
Teacher Sanders. Yeah.
No, it's a new one. That's a new one I heard. Right. So the Jim and Alex have told me the dates of their next two events.
Oh, excellent.
So dates for your diary, listeners. On the 14th of January is our one.
Yeah.
Where we will play at the moment. I did put it out to the players. We're using Winter Roller 17, and I did put it out to players. Do you want to use the Revolution rule set? We haven't finished playing enough games of it to decide, but it looks like it's very likely at the moment. This is where it's going to go. Using the rule set in the future.
But what about this January?
What I'm saying, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
It's stop playing with those space marines.
They're hugging.
Yeah,
close dancing.
So, I put it out on the Facebook group, what do you think? And it got some replies back. I'll ask again, I'll just to recap, does anyone have any strong opinions about this? Because at the moment, because I sold tickets already, unless the majority want to change it to Revolution, it shouldn't be.
I think you'll find most people don't play anywhere near as frequently as we do.
Yeah,
so it'd be quite difficult for them to even have played a game to even know whether they want to change.
I mean, okay, anyway, so... what I'm saying...
But I've not found anything I don't like yet in it.
No, not yet.
Yeah, so even if it... And the likelihood is not for January, but even from then onwards, I can't imagine another way you'd play it.
Neither can I.
Yeah,
And then the Triwizard ones, then they got the one on the 25th of March, that'll be Saffron Walden, and they have the following one is the 11th of November, Saffron Walden.
Okay, and one of them will be regular, one of them will be
Malachor. Yes, so if they're following their pattern, the next one will be... might be doubles...
Yeah, they mentioned 1,500 doubles. Yeah, that was good. Steggy loved that one.
It might be Mercs. I don't know. But like, that's for them to decide.
Yeah, good for them.
And then that would mean the November one is the more regular one. Now, I don't know if Jim and Alex will decide to use Revolution for them. I don't know.
Yeah. My wargaming week is pretty minimal this week again, because Mrs. P has dropped the bombshell that she's away the next two Wednesdays, so no games for me at the club.
So,
no, I was playing Warhammer Quest. I was going to be Bretonian Knight.
What was your name?
Jimmy Anglais.
So,
with a horse.
Yeah.
Down in the in the dungeon. He's got a pair of coconuts.
He's a servant clapping them. That's my horse.
Down in the dungeon.
Yeah. And Jim and Alex asked me when would my second one be of the year, now that I know those dates, I can plan it. I can crack on and.
So it's like a summer one, isn't it? Like July, August, or something.
I'll try to get roughly the same date it was last time. I'll try to, but now I can. Yeah, which now I know when to go for.
Okay.
But it's great.
So it's a weird one this week because we've only had a few days and I've done nothing apart from this game. And Paul's done quite a bit of stuff. Well, he's talked about quite a lot.
Yeah.
Goldberg-y stuff. So you're going to get a Goldberg tattoo now?
No. But it's just, you either watch Neighbours or you hate it. And it's like the same, and that's the same with wrestling. That's what it is. It's male Neighbours.
Male Neighbours.
Yeah.
I bet Donald Trump watches wrestling.
He was in it, 10 years ago.
Sure he was.
Jesus, he's president-elect.
Of the wrestling.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, so what are we going to do next week? I'm going to try and get my RLB based, at least, so we can use them next week.
Fair enough.
RLB good.
I could use Empire again.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is the army that I'm working on, and our Empire-RLB would be an interesting matchup. I'm still unsold. I mean, is this a good Empire list? I don't know. I can't see an obvious that is the best Empire list to build. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm trying things.
I still worry about that. What's a Hellbuster doing it on its own?
Yeah.
You just want that blasty. Get the blasty.
I just want the point defence gun that it is. Because Empire troops need that threat, I think. They're just not, because there'll be a brigade that needs to stand in the open somewhere, and that's what the Hellblaster's there for.
Bless them. Yeah. Right, so, that was it. Warhammer Podcast 41, Paul, Barry, Goldberg, Whoopi Goldberg. Right, so I'll see you next week.
See you later.